بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب تعظيم حرمات المسلمين وبيان حقوقهم والشفقة عليهم ورحمتهم الحمد لله. This is the 27th chapter of Riyadu Salihin, which is a compilation of Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh. And this chapter is regarding honoring the sanctity of Muslims. تعظيم means to honor. حرمات refers to the sanctity of the Muslims. وَبَيَانِ حُقُوقِهِمْ, and also it's an explanation of the rights of the Muslims, and to have compassion over them and mercy over them. So the last chapter we did was on oppression and the evils of oppression. Oppression, zulam, haram in Islam, and so many different ahadith we did. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi now brings this chapter to show the rights of a Muslim, that these rights should be honored. قال الله تعالى ومن يعظم حرمات الله فهو خير له عند ربه. Allah Ta'ala says, whoever respects that which Allah Ta'ala has made sacred, then this will be best for him by his Rabb, by his sustainer. وقال تعالى ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. Allah Ta'ala says, whoever respects the rights of Allah, R-I-T-E-S, the symbols of Allah, the sha'air. In other words, all those things that Allah Ta'ala has sanctified. Generally, this verse, according to Mufassirin, refers mainly to the rites and the rituals of Hajj, the manasik of Hajj. So those people who respect the rites of Allah Ta'ala, specifically in regards to Hajj, and this comes in Surah Hajj as well, فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ, then this is because of the piety of the hearts. In other words, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought these verses to show that all those things that Allah has sanctified, Allah Ta'ala expects us to honor those things. So amongst the things that Allah has sanctified is the rights of a human Muslim brother or sister, the rights of Muslims, and the fact that we should show shafqa upon them, compassion and mercy upon them. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَاخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says, and lower your wings for the believers. When a person, the bird lowers its wings, is when it's coming down. When it picks up its wings, then it is going to fly. So a person now, he has to humble himself towards his fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Whoever kills another for a reason other than retaliation, it's not for qisas. You kill a person unjustly or spreads corruption on the earth, then it is as if he has killed all of mankind. And whoever preserves a life, you spare a life, you preserve a life, then it is as if he has preserved the lives of all of mankind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to respect the rights of fellow human beings, and more especially when it comes to the believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us more instructions to show shafaqa, rahmah, etc. Wa nabi Musa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-mu'minu lil-mu'mini kal-bunyan yashuddu ba'duhu ba'da wa shabbaka bayna asabi'ihi muttafaqun alayhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a believer is like a building to another believer, with one portion strengthening the other. Rasulullah then demonstrated this cementing and bonding of the believers by interlocking his fingers. So this is what Rasulullah did, to show that a believer to another believer, he is something that he is going to strengthen his Muslim brother, he is going to cement relationships, he's going to maintain the bond and relationship, he's going to strengthen the relationship with his fellow Muslim brother. So in this hadith we understand that believers are like a building, and a building cannot exist without strength and support from the other parts of the building. You have a wall, so you have bricks that are cemented together. Until they are not cemented, then you are not going to get a firm wall. Exactly like that, the Muslim ummah cannot be firm if they are not united. In other words, they won't be strengthened if they're not united, they're not cemented, they're not bonded. What this means? That each person should assist his Muslim brother. He should strengthen his Muslim brother. He should fulfill the rights of his Muslim brother. He should assist him in good deeds, not in evil, not in sins. He should show mutual respect to his Muslim brother. And he should live with him in an amicable way, a friendly way. He should show muhabbat, shafqat, rahmat. When the Muslim is in need, then he should come to his aid and rescue. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من مر في شيء من مساجدنا أو أسواقنا ومعه نبل فليمسك أو ليقبض على نصالها بكفه أن يصيب أحدا من المسلمين منها بشيء متفق عليه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says that when anyone passes our masjid, so in the masjid people are sitting and you're going past the masjid or the marketplace, in other words, there's people are sitting there, it's a public place, and you have got a spear in your hand, then he should hold the spear by the sharp edge, lest it does not hurt any Muslim. If you are going to put the sharp edge the other way, and you are going to hold the handle, and you are going to move very swiftly or briskly, then there is a great possibility you may injure some person's foot, you may hurt some person. But if you are holding the sharp edge, then you are going to be very cautious and careful yourself, and you will not harm any person. So see the extent to the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam displays here in this hadith to show the protection of his Muslim brother, the well-being of his Muslim brother, the well-being of the ummah, that you must show so much of compassion that you must ensure that you don't hurt your Muslim brother, even if you have got a spear in your hand. This is our shariat. Islam teaches us to be kind to entire mankind, even to animals and insects, and of course, more to our fellow Muslim brothers and believers. So even when we're carrying a weapon today, and then many people are just carrying it very carelessly, how many a time we find a person was shot just by his friend playing around with a weapon? And therefore, Sharia teaches us to be mindful of all these things and keep the rights of our Muslim brothers, because Allah Ta'ala has kept sanctity in this. Allah wants us to honor our Muslim brothers. وعن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم مثل الجسد إذ اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى متفق عليه. In this hadith, Rasulullah SAW says that the similitude, the example, the likeness of believers in their love for one another. A believer goes all out, he shows muhabbat, he shows that wood in Arabic means love. He shows tawaddihim, the love that they have, the mutual love they have for one another, and the mutual mercy they show upon one another, and the affection, the example of the love a Muslim shows to another is like a body. If one limb feels a pain, for example the eye, then the entire body will feel the pain. تَدَاعَ لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْحُمَّةِ. Rasulullah says, if one limb is feeling the pain, the entire body will respond with restlessness and with fever. Person had an eye ache, we had a headache. So the entire body, he'll feel feverish. He will not be able to sleep. He'll be restless. Sahar refers to here, the person is bechain, he's restless, he's unable to sleep. Humma means fever. So if one limb of your body feels the pain, the entire body feels the pain, the entire body reacts with fever and with restlessness. Exactly like this is the condition of the Muslim Ummah. In any part of the world, if our Muslim brothers and sisters are suffering in any way, then the entire Muslim Ummah also feels the pain. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand these ahadith and to show the shafqat, the rahmat, and the muhabbat for Muslim, the entire Muslim ummah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.